Sorry about that. That song is really long, and I just wanted to start. Sorry about that. Welcome. Hope your Wednesday's doing well. A little foggy this morning. A little rainy day, but I quite like these kind of fall days. But yeah, one of our last shows of the semester. I think we got like 3 or 4 more. But yeah, so today, oddly enough, I picked out a couple records, just like the first things I thought of. There wasn't too much thought put into these. And all of them ended up being like the sophomore records by their respective artists. So we'll pretend like that was intentional, and that's sort of the theme of this episode. But anyway, the first record we got is our first electronic record we're actually going to play on the show. Surprised it took this long, but I'm just not a huge electronic guy. But yeah, it's the sophomore record, obviously, from the French electronic/house duo, pretty popular, I'd say, Daft Punk. Discovery is the name of the record. Since it's released, it's received a number of accolades and praise. It's pretty widely known for like revolutionizing pop and sort of electronic production in the early 2000s when it released. And it's described as a concept album, sort of reflecting on the duo's early experiences with music as children, and sort of how they approach music with like an explorative and an open mind. But yeah, we'll get into the opening track on the record one more time.
Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate ahead and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time.
And that was One More Time. Very incredibly iconic, like, choppy sample, I think, drives the bump and sort of liveliness to this track. I think it's arguably one of the catchiest, most well-known choruses in modern music, I would argue. And I think for good reason. This track is incredibly popular. Overall, it's just a really well-crafted track. I think it deserves all the popularity it gets, even if it's a little overplayed sometimes. But yeah, moving to the second track on the record, Aerodynamic.
Thank you.
finishing up that track. That was Aerodynamic. Hopefully the mic volume's good. That should be okay. All right. I really like the robotic distortion applied to this track, and I think that the combination of guitars and synths is very well executed and very well crafted in this track. I think that the guitar solo throughout much of the track is also one of my main appeals to this track. I just really like the composition of this track and the arrangement, the sort of layering of instrumentation you get. Yeah, it's just really well crafted overall, I think. And we'll look at the last track we're going to look at from this record, which is my favorite one, Veritas Quo.
Thank you.
And that's the last track we're going to look at from Discovery. That was Veritas Quum. As I mentioned, that was my favorite track on the record. I really enjoyed the sort of soft synth and keys that sort of unfold throughout the track. And it feels really immersive, especially when the drums sort of come in like the latter half of the record or the track. And I think it's quite underappreciated. I think it's starting to get some more appreciation. It's going a bit viral on various social media platforms. But yeah, I really enjoyed that record. So yeah, check that out. I believe they're releasing the original. There was like a manga, I believe, or not a manga, an anime movie that came out with that as the soundtrack. I think that is really re-releasing in the near future. So if you're interested in that, check that out. But we'll move on to the next record we're going to look at, which is a bit of a change genre-wise. It's a sophomore record from Rage Against the Machine, the alternative rock and sort of alternative metal group. Evil Empire is the name of the record. It's one of my favorite records of all time. Rage Against the Machine. So yeah, it addresses a variety of perceived injustices throughout history at the time and in the mid-90s. I think it's a very powerful and sort of packs a serious punch, especially with its commentaries. It debuted at the number one spot in the Billboard 200 and was later certified triple platinum in the year 2000. I think it's an incredible piece of alternative metal. It's one of my favorites. Not my favorite by the band, but is definitely one of them. So yeah, we'll look at the first track on the record, People of the Sun.
People come up. Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. Now crawl amidst the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and boots on top of us. Pulling out on the floor of the toxic metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get?
How it sets the scene for the rest of the record in terms of like instrumentations, especially like the really dense and heavy riffs from Tom Morello that you hear in this track. And some of these riffs are going to be my favorite metal riffs just in general, especially on the next track that we'll look at, Bulls on Parade. Just really, really rich riffs that I really like. I think it provides some interesting commentary specifically on Mexican history through sort of like a post-colonial lens that you see in this track. But yeah, as I mentioned it, we're going to look at the next track on the record, Bulls on Parade.
Now! full of shell. They rally round our family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round our family with a pocket full of shells. Weapons, not food, not home, not shoes, not need. Just feed the war cannibal animal. I walk the corner to the rumble that used to be a library. Line up to the mine cemetery now. What we don't know keeps the contract alive and moving. They don't gotta burn the book, they just remove them. While arms warehouses fill as quick as a cell. Rally round the family, pockets full of shells. Rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells.
On Parade. One of my favorite Rage Against the Machine tracks of all time. I think this track is just iconic and just truly one of their better tracks. The opening riffs just really have this physical force of their own, which I think is really matched by Zach's phenomenal lyricism throughout this track. Just overall, just a phenomenal track. If you haven't listened to this whole record, and if only one track you take away from this, take away Bulls on Parade. Yeah, but without much more talk, we'll get into the next track we're going to look at, Tire Me.
Everyone's eye, yeah. In every home, there's a sinking distress.
I wanna wear a pair of dark sunglasses. I wanna be Jackie. Oh, 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 please don't die!
Tire Me. I really love the rich and bassy riffs in this track, and how I really like how like the drums sort of drive the intensity of the track. If you're looking for like similar sort of bassy sort of riffs, I would check out The Garden. I think we played one of their records. I believe we played Horseshit on Route 66 a couple weeks ago. But yeah, if you're interested in that sort of style of instrumentation, check out The Garden. I also really like the scream vocalizations in this track. I thought they were particularly good. But yeah, we'll look at the next track we're going to look at, Without a Face.
Got no card, so I got no soul. Life in prison, no parole, no control. Hood, I got my number on a wiretap. Cause I jacked for Similac. Fuck a Cadillac, survive. One motive, no hope, cause every sidewalk I walk is like a tightrope. Yes, I know my deadline, sire. When my life expires, I'm sending me beside under the barbed wire. The mother of my child, I lose her mind at my grave. It's my life for their life, so call it a free trade. Well, neither am I even born a star. I took a death trip when I tried to cross the white wall.
Wrapping up that track, that was Without a Face. Probably one of my favorite choruses on the record. I find its delivery really compelling, and I think it's really well delivered. I also really like the sort of minimalistic instrumentation here. It makes the lyrics feel more forefront, in my opinion. And yeah, it's just overall a really good track. It's a little bit deeper on the track list, not quite as played, but yeah, I really like it. Well, now we'll look at the last track we're going to look at from this record, Roll Right. Up Evil Empire. I really like the intensity buildup at the start of this track. It's very good and satisfying. I think you really get to appreciate some of the guitar work on the record. Very interesting interaction between like the vocals and the guitar riff, sort of the, between in the chorus Lord. It sort of feels like an almost call and response type pattern. But yeah, we'll switch gears a bit now. Another bit of genre shift. We're looking at the second studio record by British alternative rock Goliath, Radiohead. I'm surprised it's the first time we're playing Radiohead, and it's almost the end of the semester. But yeah, it's time. Yeah, The Bends is the name of the record. It takes a different stylistic direction than many of the tracks on Pablo Honey, which was their debut record. It sort of sees Radiohead's characteristic lyricisms and instrumentations start to take shape a bit, sort of that you'll see in their later projects. And while it wasn't a smashing commercial success, later on it sort of started to gain a bit more appreciation and is now widely regarded to be like a defining work that sort of brought them into the spotlight and influenced many other later artists and works. But yeah, we'll look at the second track on the record to start with, The Bends.
Thank you.
and that was the first track we're going to look at, the second track on the record, The Bends. I think that the guitar riffs have an almost grunge sound to them at the beginning of the track, which I think adds sort of the emotional instability portrayed throughout the track, at least lyrically. And I really like the vocals in this track. I think that the lyrical themes that unfold throughout the track are also really nice, too. Just a really nice track, in my opinion. We're going to look at the next track immediately preceding it. I don't know if it spoiled it on the UI or whatever. High and Dry. High and Dry. I really enjoy the acoustic guitar here and the more minimal approach taken to this track, at least instrumentally. I think it's probably one of the best vocal performances on the record, which is especially evident in the choruses, which are incredibly emotionally evocative, in my opinion. But yeah, pretty popular song for good reason. I think it's a really well-written and well-composed song. And so, yeah, we'll look at the next track on the record, Fake Plastic Trees.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. She bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of itself. Who wears a rubber?
wrapping up that track. That was Fake Plastic Trees. Another really incredible powerful showcase of acoustic instrumentation here. Demonstrates the band's sort of diversity of instrumentation styles that they take on throughout the different projects. I think it also provides some interesting critiques of consumerism and sort of consumer culture and sort of like the apathy presented lyrically and like through the vocal delivery as well. Also a really interesting story with this track. It was actually written after Radiohead was attending a Jeff Buckley concert, and they left early because they were so moved by Jeff Buckley's performance that it actually inspired Tom York to write this track. Jeff Buckley thought they left early because they just didn't like his act. But yeah, that's just like an interesting story. You can look that up for more context. But yeah, we only really have time for one more track, so we'll play my favorite track on the record and one of my favorite Radiohead tracks of all time, Black Star. Black Star. As I mentioned before, my favorite track on the record, one of my favorite Radiohead tracks of all time. Really powerful vocal performances and lyrics that are just very heart-wrenching, especially during the outro and like the pre-choruses. But I really like the soft vocals during the choruses that sort of intensify during the choruses, and the instrumentation rises to that intensity. But yeah, I think that's all the time I'm going to have this week. So I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for listening. I hope everyone has a wonderful Wednesday. And yeah, stay cool.